And if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And he says Bob is 5 inches taller this year. In 1 year,
he's grown.
Well, he's what, 5 inches in a year?
He grew 5 inches.
And you say you could almost see him
growing.
And if a woman's looked after three children until they're grown, you say that she's
raised them.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you say that he
resembles or looks like.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You say
same what?
Mannerisms and the same behavior.
Acts like.
Do you ever say takes after or favors?
Oh, yes. Takes after, yes.
Does that mean how he looks or how he acts?
It means that he resembles his father. Maybe his father was a bad man, and maybe he was a good man, and you'd say, well, the boy takes after his father.
But he doesn't have to look like him.
Not especially.
If a child's misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a
spanking.
What else could you tell him? What would you tell an older child?
It'll still be spanking.
Would you call it a spanking regardless of whether you did it with your hand or
slap? You mean slap somebody?
Well, if you did it with a belt or a switch or something, would you?
Whipping?
Hmm?
Whipping.
Is a whipping worse than a spanking?
In my opinion, spanking maybe you do with your hand, and a whipping would be with a belt.
You could say, if you do that again, I'm going to
spank you.
Do you ever say go and spank you or take and spank you?
I've heard the expression, yes.
Which one?
The take and spank you.
Do you say that?
No, I don't.
If a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
Well, she's pregnant.
Did people used to use the word pregnant when you were growing up?
You didn't hear it near as much as you do now.
What did they say?
They just didn't talk about it.
Do you ever hear any joking ways of saying pregnant?
Well, I might have heard they're going to have a baby.
Okay.
When I was younger, you know, they just didn't discuss those things.
Do you ever hear that she's big?
Yes, I've heard of that.
How does that sound?
Well, you knew what they were talking about.
Did that sound vulgar?
No, but it was true. I wouldn't call it vulgar.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be a
midwife.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a
bastard.
Any other names for bastard?
I don't know. I never called a child that. It didn't have a known father.
Do you ever say a woods colt or a bush child?
Yeah, woods colt.
How does that sound? Better or worse than bastard?
Well, I think anything sounds better than bastard.
And your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be an
orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan would be his legal
adopted family.
Or his legal
guardian.
And you say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even
more loving.
If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my
relatives.
Anything else you say besides relatives?
Kinfolks.
And you'd say, she has the same family name, and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
kin or not related.